Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
One of the board members of Us Lifting Us. Brother Thurman, are you out there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
So, okay.
I wasn't sure, since we were having technical problems, that you would be in the driver's seat. So great. Glad to be with you this evening.
Yes, I'm glad to be with you also. I'm still having a problem with when it comes to what's happening with the computer. The internet system, it just won't let me get on the in the studio like I should be. But anyway, we're still communicating. And so let's move forward with what we've got. And welcome, family, all of the ULU members and prospective members. We heard all across the country, all around the world, in Africa, South America, Asia, Europe, where there are more than 500 Us Lifting Us members, sisters and brothers. And we're here every Thursday night from 9 p.m. until 10 p.m. And we're here for multiple purposes, including continuing education about Us Lifting Us. And also we open up with some current events and topics. And tonight we are opening up we're going to open up with our topic for tonight concerning the 7 days of Kwanzaa, and we're into the second day of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa principle is Kujichagulia, which is self-determination, and we're going to have some discussion about the value of self-determination tonight. And please pardon us that the what's going on with the internet is beyond our control, as much as we are striving to work with it. But we want to go on with the call. And so welcome, everybody. And this is Brother Thurman. I'm a board member with Us Lifting Us. And I also want to welcome the guest on the line with me, also a ULU board member, Brother Baba Hakima. Baba Hakima, welcome, and thank you so much for being on the call.
Well, thank you for inviting me. And it's a joy and a pleasure every Thursday evening to communicate with the family, as you say, around the country and around the world. And, of course, many of our families are celebrating this time of the year and being with family and doing what it is that that African people do in the context of family. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, brother. And also, we've got a listening audience. The internet issue is making it difficult on my end to be able to know the audience like we normally would. Sister Nanana, are you out there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I am here. I can hear you, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to say hello and once again to welcome our listening audience. And I am online in the studio, and so if I can be of assistance in any way, let me know. I'll try to do that. So what we're doing tonight is that we're trying a new system of coordinating for the radio, the Thursday night radio show. So we're going to make it work.
Yes, we will. Did you get an email that was sent to you?
Yes.
Concerning tonight?
Yes, I did receive it. Yes, thank you.
If being that you are in the studio and I still cannot get in, and you've got the email, if you wish, or you can just proceed on, and you and Baba Hakima have the conversation concerning Coochie Chocolia and self determination, and to make it easier.
All right. Let's see how we can make that work. And what I'm going to suggest is let's just take about a two-minute break and see, even if I'm not in the host position, whether or not I can manipulate here. And our listening audience, we will be back in about 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're back with you once again, and once again, welcome. Welcome to our listening audience. This is the Dare to Win, the ULU Economic Empowerment Plan, the ULU Thursday Night Radio Broadcast. This is where we have sober discussions about the systems and institutions necessary for real economic empowerment of our people. The systems and institutions of the past have not worked. New models are required, and Us Lifting Us is leading the way in building this new economic paradigm. It's not enough that we struggle. We must build and maintain ways and means that ensure our success, not only for ourselves, but for future generations. So, as ULU, Us Lifting Us, we dare to win. And that's why we're here this evening. And welcome once again, Baba Hakima.
Yes. I think in the aviation industry, they call this flying blind. When your radar systems are down and your other navigational systems are down. But as long as you have flight, you're good to go, right?
We're good to go. We're making it work, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be good. Okay. Thank you so much for being with us this evening, Baba Hakima. And Baba Hakima Kanyama is an elder advisor on the board of Us Lifting Us Economic Empowerment Plan and also one of the original founding members. So we feel very pleased and honored to have Baba Hakima with us this evening as we explore the topic of Kujichagulia. This is the second day of Kwanzaa, Kujichagulia, helping us to understand about self-determination and what that's all about for us as people of Black African descent. So getting us started, Baba Hakima, we know that Kwanzaa is celebrated by somewhere between 20 to 30 million of our people around the world. So why is it important for us to know that particular piece of information?
Yes, and excuse me, thank you for the question. And those figures are pretty much 10 years old. I wouldn't be surprised if more of our people don't celebrate than those numbers. But it's quite significant that a people, an African people, would come together to celebrate themselves and their ancestors and their hopes and aspirations for the future for our young these 7 days a year, during the year. And it's quite significant in that those principles keep alive some foundational concepts and principles that hold society together. And it's quite amazing. Of course, some of Kwanzaa, as we all know, has been commercialized, but there's still many of us who celebrate it the way it was intended originally in our homes, and we celebrate in the community as well. And we don't go hog wild and create 7 more days of Christmas, so to speak. But it's significant because it joins us here in Atlanta this evening. There are probably no less than 7 or 8 public celebrations of Kwanzaa, and then the many celebrations in the home. And most of it is centered around the children. So those principles are being transmitted to future generations. And I know in my family, you know, as our children and grandchildren were learning to speak the Kwanzaa principles, the Nguzo Saba was part of their some of the first words and principles that they learn. And so it's important from a cultural standpoint. It's important from a political standpoint because, you know, again, it aids us in holding a community together. And sometimes I think we don't really realize how culturally unified African people are, especially African people in America. I often say that there are not too many groups that can claim that it has its own flag, its own national anthem, its own colors, so to speak, its own university systems or systems of higher education, so many shulays or African-centered schools around the country, its own national Black Association of this and Black Association of that, religious denominations. And a lot of times we don't realize from a cultural standpoint just how united we are. That's something that is special about just looking at us as a community. You know, when a rock is thrown or a bullet is shot and one of us are injured, we very often respond collectively. And I'm not sure that it's to that extent in the broader society. I'm sure among certain subgroups it is, but certainly it's within us. And so I guess I would point to Kwanzaa as one of those things other than our oppression, our mistreatment or our maltreatment that links us, that causes us to hold on to each other. One of those positive, affirming cultural yet and political moves that we have made and made it in a wildly successful way. So I think overall it's important because and it is a pure act of self-determination. No one gave Karinga and the other brothers and sisters who were with him back in 1966 and the years leading up to that to bring the holiday into existence. It was out of our self-determination, out of our Kuji Shagalia, out of our daring to win, so to speak, that we brought the celebration, the holiday, into existence and surely we've held it together throughout these years. That's what I would say to give us a start.
Well, thank you so much for all of the observations that you noted in terms of very positive indications that we as a people, we truly do have a culture. And that it's a culture that is founded on a very strong history and that we continue to move forward with that and that we honor and recognize that with this holiday, the 7 days of Kwanzaa. And when we talk about self-determination, I can't help but note that in the birthing and the bringing forward of Kwanzaa, we didn't ask anyone for permission. We just did what we needed to do. And so thankful that that Mulana Karinga and those who were working with him that that they started the process and that we have kept it going. That's tremendous for sure. So, well, let's continue this discussion about Kuji Chagalia, self-determination. And what is the significance of this particular principle, the principle of self-determination? Is this significant to Ulu, to us lifting us? And if so, can you help us to understand what that significance is?
Yes, thank you. And I do think it's significant. Very often when we think of Kwanzaa, we think of the first principle of Ujamaa as the glue, the unity. But I often say that unity, unless it serves a purpose, is generally not powerful principle, term, or practice. We often see people who are corralled for whatever reason, and from a physical standpoint, they may be unified. They're in one place, but if there is no objective, if there is no motive, if there is no intent, then it's not as powerful and effective as it could be. But Kuji Chagaliya, self-determination, gives real meaning and power to the unifying element. And so, again, while usually we lock onto the first principle of the Nguzo Saba as the main principle, I would say that absent Kuji Chagaliya, then none of the principles really mean anything, because the essence is the intent, the will, the desire, and the action behind that. And certainly when we talk about Kuji Chagaliya and self-determination, it's especially appropriate to those of us who are members and owners with Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, in that much the way that Kwanzaa was given birth without permission, so to speak, if we can use piggyback on, or as Thurman say, veggie back, on what you've just said, it was likewise. In 2011, a handful of us determined from ourselves and from our need as a people to bring Us Lifting Us into existence. Again, self-determination. That self-determination principle, that Kuji Chagaliya principle, almost perfectly embraces the spirit of Ula. However, we are, of course, focused on the economic arena, not just for economics, but we choose to focus there because we know that, and we're confident, that our success and our prowess in that arena will give us the ability to affect other aspects of the cultural life of our community, the politics, the culture, policy making, what happens in the home, what happens in the street, what happens in institutions. If you get your economics right, you have more of a leverage to get other things right. So Kuji Chagaliya, self-determination. And of course, it's part of our mission in Ulu. Our mission statement, and brothers and sisters can see it on our website, is that our mission is to build, maintain, and pass to future generations the machinery of economic self-determination. So in Ulu, we narrow our aim or our scope in terms of economic self-determination, but yet there is that word, self-determination. So this night of Kwanzaa and, of course, Ujamaa, or cooperative economics on the fourth night, are really the two principles that point to what we do in Us Lifting Us more succinctly than the other principles might.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop there again.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for shedding that very, wise. You speak with a lot of wisdom, shedding that very wise light on the subject of self-determination and Kuji Chagaliya. And I totally agree with you that self-determination is absolutely a key factor. And I can't help but think that that whole arena of self-determination relates to the first point on the ULU 10-point appeal and plan for the new black economy, where it clearly says, as black people, we take full responsibility for the economic destiny of our communities and nations. So what that says to me, I mean, if that's not Kuji Chagaliya, then I don't know what is. We have to first of all acknowledge and recognize and embrace that we are fully responsible for ourselves, nobody else, and that whatever issues and concerns that we have, that we have to figure out ways to resolve them and to bring ourselves into the comfortable living status that we want to have. So I totally agree with you that Kuji Chagaliya's self-determination is so, so very key. And I just want to take a moment right now to share with our listening audience that our guest call-in number for those who would care to ask a question or make a comment. The call-in number is 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and press the number 1 on your dial, and it will show up on our screen here, and we'll know that you would like to ask a question and make a comment. So we're going to take a little bit of a break here. We will be back in about 2 minutes, and we'll have more discussion around Kwanzaa and Kuji Chagaliya shortly coming up here. So stick and stay with us, and we will be back with you in about 2 minutes. Thank you.
I knew it was wrong, and all along
All right, we're back with you again. This is Dare to Win, the Ulu Economic Empowerment Plan. This is our Thursday night radio broadcast. We are here every Thursday night starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, where we have these sober discussions about the systems and institutions that are necessary for real economic empowerment of our people. This is Sister Nanana. I am an Ulu board member and pleased to have the opportunity to share with you and to host the call this evening. And we have Baba Hakima Kenyama as our guest this evening, elder advisor and one of the founding members of Ulu. And our subject that we're talking about this evening, for those who may have just joined us, we are talking about Kuji Chagaliya, self-determination, and what that means for us specifically in terms of how it relates to our economic empowerment. Now, Baba Hakima, I believe I've heard you say that in and of itself, that Kwanzaa is a Kuji Chagaliya move. And could you share, what did you mean by that when you made that statement, that Kwanzaa is a Kuji Chagaliya move?
Yeah. Thank you for that question, because it seems to me that for Kwanzaa to exist, there had to be humans, persons, who were self-determined. In other words, to me, Kuji Chagaliya, self-determination, is a creative impulse. It's an impulse to give birth, to bring into concrete existence things that did not exist previous. It comes from a place that that affirms that we have existence, that we are, that we are not becoming, we are here, and that as us having been given birth or having existence, then we are empowered. I use the term empowered to bring forth additional life, whether that be biological or structural in other ways. And so Kwanzaa, to actually be in existence, owes itself as an institution, as a celebration, to individuals who had self-determination. And I guess the main point is that without self-determination, you do not have birth. You do not have that forward movement and progression of institutions. And so, again, I see very clearly that Kuji Chagaliya is that Kwanzaa itself is a Kuji Chagaliya move, a self-determination move. And quite frankly, that's how life expresses itself, wherever, and especially in social life. And I'll say, bring it down in terms of what we have come together to do here, not only this evening, but in this season of empowerment, economic empowerment. It's the creative impulse. In other words, if you have self-determination, if you have Kuji Chagaliya, then it puts boundaries, it puts parameters on your creativity. In other words, it tells you, it doesn't tell you how far in the future you can create, but it puts limitations left and right. In other words, it channels or focuses your energy so that you are creating based on your purpose, your reasoning, your will. And as it relates to us and us lifting us, as we go through our system of the steps that we have to go through to build what it is that we are building, because we have Kuji Chagali, because we come from a place of self-determination, then it gives us instructions in terms of how to build, when to build, what to build, and with whom to build, because it comes from that. Very often when the impulse is the avoidance of pain or the minimization of ill treatment or some of the things that we of necessity do in terms of protecting and healing ourselves, you don't have the clarity in terms of direction because it comes from a defensive impulse as opposed to a creative impulse. Maybe I'm being mystical in that sense, but we know through experience that because we are determined to exercise responsibility for the economic destiny of our people, it gives us clear instructions in terms of what it is that we must build and how we must build it and other elements as well. I may have gone far afield on that one. But I do want to point out to the family that no people have obtained a position of respect and power in the world that did not also control their economics. And so, and that control comes out of that impulse that we're talking about, self-determination, Kuji Chagaliya, with there are other terms that we may give to it as well.
So I think you said some things that are very key, Baba Hakima, particularly the last thing that you mentioned, in that we have to clearly understand that there is no history on the planet of any people who have maintain control over their own destiny without having control over their economics. It just isn't possible. And so this whole arena of economic stability and of economic growth is absolutely vital for us to have a handle on and be able to direct, because that is what is tied to our ability to have what some people would identify as total freedom or total sovereignty. So, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's very key point. So this whole area of Kuji Chagaliya, it's a deep subject.
Yeah, but it's fundamental as well. And I think more than anything else, I want the family to feel comfortable and be all right with us taking charge of our situation. And and quite frankly, you know, we say it when we talk about the clear choice, and we say that we either control the economics of our own community or forever be at the mercy of others. And I think sometimes when we say that, we tend to take it lightly as a slogan. But I would submit that is a law, that is an immutable law, that if you are not in control, then someone else or some other force is. I don't think there's any such thing as a vacuum in terms of control. And I think when we don't step up to the plate and develop the systems and institutions that allow us to exercise the levels of economic control or commercial control within our sphere, then what we are in fact saying is that we accept the default position where the Koreans will control, the East Indians will control, the Jews will control, whoever will control. But if we don't control, then some other group, some other entity has to control. And I think that's wrong. I don't think you get around that. And you almost curse yourself by saying or feeling or expressing the fact that other people control and dominate us when you know for sure that we haven't put forth the successful effort to control that space. Because I would submit to you that in many cases, it's not that the people who dominate those spaces at this time have all of that going for them. It's just that they've fallen into a situation where a people are wounded and confused or haven't gotten their act together just yet and have taken advantage of a situation. I'm not minimizing the fact that we've been attacked, but I don't think that we can honestly say that there isn't room, there isn't a space where we could do infinitely better managing our own resources. And it's simply on us to continuously wrestle with and come up with devices, maneuvers, tools, engineering, whatever, to do that. In other words, if the intent is to control the economics of our community and we come together, then we'll find them. But if the intent is not there, then you really don't know what you're looking for. So I may have said too much there.
You never say too much, Baba Hakima. And the whole subject, the whole arena of intent is absolutely vital for us to understand, because intent has to do with purpose, and that's a driving force in and of itself, is to have clear intent. So I'm just going to take a minute right now to once again extend to our listening audience the opportunity to join with us and become a part of this conversation with either questions or comments, thoughts that you would like to express. The call-in number is 929-477-2789. Once again, 929-477-2789. And then press number 1 on your dial, on your keypad, to alert us, to let us know that you have a comment or a question that you would like to ask. And our subject this evening, we're talking about the second day of Kwanzaa, which is today, Kuji Chagalia, self-determination. And Baba Hakima Kinyama is helping us to examine the subject of Kuji Chagalia and how that relates to our economic progress and stability. And so moving forward with that in mind, Baba Hakima, what is the main thing that you want our audience to understand about ULU, us lifting us? What would you want to share with us around that, particularly this evening?
And I think to some extent, we've covered it, covered some of it. But the brothers and sisters who are joining us either by phone or listening in over the internet are probably here because they want to be informed of a plan that allows us to win, that allows us to take control of the economics of our community. And I want to affirm that Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, LLC, it's a limited liability company, it's a global business formation that when you look at us, when you look at ULU, look for what we are saying are the necessary ingredients for success in the arena of economic self-determination. And I think you'll find them. If you don't find them clearly stated on our website, please reach out to us and give us a chance to speak with you one-on-one. From the standpoint of Kujichagulia and self-determination, which is the impulse out of which Us Lifting Us comes into being, what we have simply said is that for those of us who want to control the economics of our community and later our nations, that the first thing we must do is realize that we are, yes, oppressed, but we're still blessed. We have tremendous resources, intellectual, technical, labor, financial wealth. We have tremendous resources. So the first call is for us to combine or pool or aggregate some of our resources. And then in a very scientific and straightforward way for us to organize those resources and build and run for-profit business enterprises that magnify and increase the base of the resources. And then as we are successful in that arena, running, opening and running for-profit business enterprises, small, medium, and large, local, regional, national, and global as we go, then we're in a position to return major benefits to our community and to members of ULU, people who join with us, the creation of jobs, the stimulation of additional business activity in the community. In other words, the things that we would do, we would join with other black businesses and other institutions in order to get it done. And so you begin to do what's necessary to bring into existence a new economy. A person would say an alternative economy. But we can grow that economy to rival business structures on a large level, a multi-billion dollar business enterprise and conglomerate. And so what I want brothers and sisters to take away from this call and from all of our calls is that we have done a good bit of research. We'll continue to research to look at things that have been successful in the history of mankind and things that are successful currently in other parts of the world, and looking at our history as a people as well, because we've used cooperative economics to benefit ourselves in the past. It hasn't been large scale, but our impulse for those of us who were involved, our ancestors who were involved in chattel slavery, the initial impulse was to create mutual aid societies, and we did that. We did it even before emancipation. So ULU is a Kujichagulia institution. In other words, we are saying not only do we desire to be self-determined, that not only do we yearn to be self-determined, but we dare to be self-determined. But that's not enough. You still have to come up with the systems and the institutions that make that happen over time. There's so much. The things that you and I do, Nanana, as board members, we're very limited in our capacity. But the institutions that we build and that younger people come behind us and take over and even strengthen and expand, that knowledge, that impulse to build systems and institutions comes out of a spirit of self-determination. And
okay.
you'll hear me say from time to time, and I'll stop here, is that African people on the planet are not being dominated and oppressed by individuals. We're being dominated and oppressed by institutions and systems that individuals built and maintained and passed
mm-hmm.
to the future generation. So the impulse to build and maintain systems and institutions comes out of the Kujichagulia impulse, the self-determination impulse, which is synonymous
mm-hmm.
with us lifting us.
All right. So we are right in tune with Kujichagulia for sure. Us lifting us is a great example of that principle. And taking this to a little bit different area with the time that we have left here, Baba Hakima, would you share with our listening audience about the Us Lifting Us 2019 members meeting and convention that's set for March of 2019. Tell us a little bit of what that's about and what can be expected at that members meeting and convention.
Yes, as a membership organization, as a partnership organization, a business formation, we have a democratic process. One member, one vote. And each year, I think the dates this year are going to be 15th, 16th, and 17th. Here
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta, we're hosting our annual meeting of members, our members meeting and convention here in Atlanta. And I think, Nanana, you determined that it's going to be someplace else next year or in the coming years. But this is the sixth annual members meeting, and it's important for our members to come, to be active, and to participate in the election of new board members and the ratification of changes or new things to our basic document. We have a 22-page operating agreement that lays out how we must function. And it is the right, the obligation, the responsibility of members to keep that document alive and aligned with what it is that we are to do. And so March the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And for members who are on the line, please forgive us. We're a little behind time in getting the information out. We've sent one save the date notice. We will, within another day or two, get another notice out, and you'll see come alive additional information and detailed information on the website as well.
Okay. All right. And we've just got a couple of minutes left here, Baba Hakima. Thank you for the information on the upcoming members meeting and convention. And that is an important event for all members to attend, members and owners for sure. Cafe Ulu, tell us about Cafe Ulu and any of the future plans for Cafe Ulu in the couple of minutes that we have left.
We sent out an email this evening, Cafe Ulu at Atlanta City Hall. So this Saturday, for most of the day, and there are thousands of people who will be coming through, Atlanta City Hall has an atrium. It's beautiful. It's on two levels. And Cafe Ulu will be the only hot food beverage. We'll have our specialty coffees from around the African world there for those who are attending the event to partake of. Please join us this Saturday for those of us in Atlanta for Kwanzaa at City Hall, Atlanta City Hall, and visit our table and our booth. And we'll have other things other than coffee as well. Cafe Ulu is in its 10th month of operation and still needing a good bit of support, as you would expect of a new business. And Cafe Ulu is a demonstration of what we can do when we pull our resources together and we have a good idea of building the infrastructure that we are to build. It's of course the first expression, but by no means the last impression. And Cafe Ulu has its own website, CafeUlu.com. Please visit the website. It's a very beautiful website. Visit our Facebook page and like us and join with us. I know we're right at the end of the call, and I do want to say this to all of the listeners. This broadcast and each Thursday evening broadcast is recorded and archived on our website, on the a Blog Talk website set aside for Ulu. I would encourage you not only to invite family and friends to come next Thursday, but go yourself to listen to some of the previous broadcasts and point your family and friends to some of those previous broadcasts. I just reflect on the one that you led, Nanana, on health, and you've gotten a request to do it again. But that particular broadcast is still archived on the website there, and so I do want to encourage our members and our listeners not to be passive, but to be active, to listen to some of our past broadcasts and to expose those broadcasts to people that you know. It really is about us taking decisive action in furtherance of our determination to be free, prosperous, protected, secure in every way. And it's more than a notion. It's more than a hope. It's more than a prayer. It has to be put in practice. And I suggest that one of the best ways to put it in practice is to become a member and owner in Ulu and to activate and join with other brothers and sisters around the world who've made the decision to make that move. I hope I didn't go too far past my time.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Baba Hakima, for tying all of that together. And in the last minute that we have left here, I would just encourage our listeners and those who have not joined Ulu to go to our website, usliftingus.com, usliftingus.com, and click on the tab that says join and become a part of Ulu, and then come back and be with us again next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for Dare to Win, the Ulu Economic Empowerment Plan. Thank you so much.
And we love you, family. Take care.
Good night.
We are going to make it all through.
No matter what may come our way, we
are gonna make it all through.
every voice and say,
we are gonna make it on through. Ooh.